Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say to Megan from Waltham.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You working today?
No, I took the day off.
Let's go.
Were you out late last night? Did you go to the Timberlake show?
No. my brother tore his ACL, aww, so he just had surgery.
Oh, bless. Look at you taking care of family.
Yes.
All right, well, you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Megan.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Did your brother tear his ACL doing something cool?
Yeah, lacrosse.
Oh, what? It's a dangerous sport. How old is he?
Yeah. He is 18.
Oh, that's brutal. That's tough.
That is at least a cool injury. Yeah. I always hurt myself in dumb ways. I was in a walking boot for 6 weeks because I stepped off a curb wrong once.
All right, Megan. Kennedy has left the studio. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. John Bon Jovi crashed his son Jake's honeymoon on the island of Sardinia over the weekend. Which actress is Bon Jovi's son now married to?
Is Millie Bobby Brown.
Simone Biles did a floor routine to Taylor Swift's Ready For It at the Olympic team trials, and Taylor was freaking out. The Olympics start July 26th in which city?
Greece.
Question number 3.
Athens.
32 years ago today, 1992, this classic movie was released. Take a listen to its most memorable quote and then name the movie.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Name the movie.
It is A League of Their Own.
Question number 4. Wally Famous Amos turns 88 today. What is the Famous Amos famous for?
Oh, cookies.
And question number 5, Inside Out 2 topped the box office for a third straight week. It became the first movie of 2024 to reach $1 billion globally. Which sport does Riley play in the Inside Out movies?
Hockey.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Who does your brother play lacrosse for?
He played for Arlington Catholic, and it was his last game of the season. And then, so he was supposed to play in college, but, you know, we're praying for a speedy recovery.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, what's his name? We're thinking of him.
Kyle.
The last game of his high school career.
Tore his ACL, Kennedy, playing lacrosse, senior
bless.
In high school.
Oh, bless.
All right, well, what is it they say, Dan? The comeback is better than the...
Setback.
The comeback's always greater than the setback.
There it is. Thank you. All right, Kennedy. Megan got 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
these are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
John Bon Jovi crashed his son Jake's honeymoon on the island of Sardinia over the weekend. Which actress is Bon Jovi's son married to?
Millie Bobby Brown, and that's rude. It's a honeymoon. You ain't invited, Dad.
You should say that to him when we interview him at the beach house.
I'm all set.
My grandparents were at my parents' honeymoon, too, in Hawaii.
That is wild.
And my mother was pregnant with me, so they must have had a great time.
1-1. Question number 2. Simone Biles did a floor routine to Taylor Swift's Ready For It at the Olympic team trials, and Taylor was freaking out. The Olympics start July 26th in which city?
Paris.
2-1. 32 years ago today, in 1972, this classic movie was released. Take a listen to its most memorable quote and then name the movie.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
That's a league of their own.
3-2. Wally Famous Amos turns 88 today. What is Famous Amos famous for?
Cookies?
4-3. Question number 5. Inside Out 2 topped the box office for a third straight weekend and became the first movie in 2024 to reach $1 billion globally. Which sport does Riley play in the Inside Out movies?
I don't know. Soccer.
She's a hockey player, Kennedy.
No, Katie.
She's from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe Michigan, too.
Oh, somebody saw the new Inside Out, too.
I did see the new Inside Out, too, over the weekend.
You could get that accent no matter which one.
So 4-4 is the final score. With the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
But, Megan, you're not leaving empty-handed. You did win yourself a $100 gift card, courtesy of OWN's hottest new series, Family Empire Houston, playing Fridays at 8. You can set your DVR now, so enjoy that $100 gift card. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, tell Kyle we said hey and get well.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yeah. My name is Megan, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Right now, it is time for Can't Beat Kennedy. Have you heard of this, Kennedy?
A little bit.
You can't beat Kennedy.
New pop alert.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
And Kennedy, say hey to Amy from Beverly.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
I will, Kennedy. Will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
I was just in your beautiful city a couple of days ago. Beverly's my second favorite city in all of Massachusetts.
Never stops talking about it.
Yep. North Shore is the best shore.
Yeah, that's awesome. It is. I love it. I've been here all my life.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a win for Kennedy. Question number 1, Zac Efron says his new Netflix movie, A Family Affair, is a lot like a Hollywood version of The Office. Efron became a teen idol after his breakout role as Troy Bolton in which movie trilogy?
High School Musical.
Joseph Quinn, who played Eddie Munson on Stranger Things Season 4, is hoping to return to the show for its final season, but his character's fate is up in the air. Eddie Munson's scene in Stranger Things made the song Master of Puppets from 1986 chart higher than it ever had before due to the show's popularity. Who sang that song?
I don't know. I'm going to say Def Leppard. I don't know.
Paul Walker Hauser, who voices Embarrassment from Inside Out 2, didn't like being compared to Vin Diesel in a recent interview. He said, and I quote, "I like to think I'm on time and approachable." And added that Vin gets paid a lot to mistreat people.
He did not hold back.
Vin is no stranger to voice acting himself, voicing which popular Marvel character?
Groot.
Crazy Town singer Shifty Shellshock was reportedly homeless in the months before his death. Crazy Town song Butterfly reached number 1 in the country, finished the lyric to the song, "Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, blank."
Sugar Baby.
And question number 5, Eric Dane says he was let go from Grey's Anatomy for financial reasons, but he was also battling addiction and wasn't the same person anymore. Dane Curley stars in an HBO drama series with Zendaya as the lead actress. Name the series.
Euphoria.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Any big plans for the 4th of July, Amy?
Yeah, my sister does a big cookout at her farm in Derry, so we go there.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
about. Are there animals on the farm?
Yeah. She has goats and chickens and ducks. I think that's it, but it's not my jam, so I don't go that often.
Really? That sounds like the best 4th of July ever for me.
Show trip, Kennedy.
It is. The 4th of July is phenomenal. They throw a huge bash.
Fireworks, cookouts, and goats? Come on.
Let's go.
Yes,
speaking my language.
Amy got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Zac Efron says his new Netflix movie, A Family Affair, is a lot like a Hollywood version of The Office. Zac Efron became a teen idol after his breakout role as Troy Bolton in which movie trilogy?
High School Musical.
Tied at one. Joseph Quinn, who played Eddie Munson on Stranger Things Season 4, is hoping to return for the show in its final season, but his character's fate is up in the air. Of course, his scene in Stranger Things made the song Master of Puppets from 1986 chart higher than it did when it came out. Who sings that song?
Metallica.
Metallica, not Def Leppard. 2-1. Paul Walter Hauser, who voices embarrassment from Inside Out 2, didn't like being compared to Vin Diesel in a recent interview. He said, and I quote, "I like to think I'm on time and approachable."
Boom.
And added that Vin gets paid a lot to mistreat people.
Boom.
Vin is no stranger to voice acting himself, voicing which popular Marvel character?
Oh, Groot.
I am Groot.
I'm paid a lot of money to say the same word over and over again in different ways.
3-2. Question number 4. Crazy Town singer Shifty Shellshock was reportedly homeless in the months before he died. Crazy Town song Butterfly reached number 1. Can you finish the lyric, Kennedy? Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Blank.
Sugar, baby.
4-3. Question number 5. Eric Dane says he was let go from Grey's Anatomy for financial reasons, but he was also battling addiction and wasn't the same person anymore. Dane currently stars in an HBO drama series with Zendaya as the lead actress. Name the series.
Euphoria?
That is it. Good guess. 5-4 is final score. Kennedy gets the win, Amy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay.
We do appreciate you listening. Have a great 4th of July, okay, with all this animals.
Thanks. You guys too.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Amy from Beverly, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Can't Be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jen from Danvers.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And who are you taking to camp today?
I have my daughter, Corinne, with me. She's going to her first ever day of summer camp with Girl Scouts in Massachusetts.
Amazing. Girl Scout camp is the best camp.
She's so excited.
How old is Corinne?
How old are you, Corinne?
7.
She's 7. She'll be 8 in 2 weeks.
It's a good year.
Have a great time. That's awesome. Jen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that's happening on the show. Question number 1. Ben Affleck has reportedly moved out of the home that he shared with Jennifer Lopez. A source says he's been at his office every day and seems focused on work. He's also spending time with his kids. J-Lo is Ben's second wife. Who was his first?
Ooh, another Jennifer, but...
You're halfway there.
Ooh, I know. I forget the last name.
Question number 2. Rocky is included on a list of the best movies to watch on the 4th of July. Which city does Rocky Balboa live in?
Philly.
8 years ago today in 2016, Lady Gaga finally got her driver's license at the tender age of 30. Name this Lady Gaga song.
I want your ugly, I want your disease. I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love.
La, 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 la. Name the song.
This is horrible. I'm going to say Poker Face.
Question number 4. During their set at the Glastonbury Music Festival, Coldplay brought out Michael J. Fox, who played guitar on Fix You. Chris Martin said, Back to the Future is one of the main reasons the band got together. In the Back to the Future movies, Which car do they use to travel through time?
A DeLorean.
And question number five, Morgan Freeman says he isn't a fan of people using AI versions of his voice. Can you name the 2003 Jim Carrey movie where Morgan Freeman portrayed God on screen for the first time?
Is it Bruce Almighty?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Jen, what goes on at Girl Scout camp?
All sorts of stuff. They swim, they do arts and crafts, they do sports, sing songs, all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like a great time.
I know, I wish I could go.
Do they have unlimited cookies?
You know, you would think so, but we'll see.
Jen got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck has reportedly moved out of the home that he shared with Jennifer Lopez. A source says he's been spending a lot of time at his office every day and seems focused on work. Mm. He's also spending time with his kids. J-Lo is Ben's second wife. Can you name his first?
Jennifer Garner.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number 2. Rocky is included on the list of the best movies to watch on the 4th of July. Which city does Rocky Balboa call home?
Philadelphia.
2-1. 8 years ago today in 2016, Lady Gaga finally got her driver's license at the tender age of 30.
She lived in New York. You don't need it.
Name this Lady Gaga song.
I want your ugly. I want your disease. I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love.
Poker face?
Bad Romance.
Oh, duh.
2-1. Question number 4. During their set at the Glastonbury Music Festival, Coldplay brought out Michael J. Fox, who played guitar on Fix You. Chris Martin said Back to the Future is one of the main reasons the band got together. In the Back to the Future movies, which car do they time travel through?
A DeLorean.
88 miles per hour.
3-2. Question number 5. Morgan Freeman says he isn't a fan of people using AI versions of his voice. Name the 2003 Jim Carrey movie where Morgan Freeman portrayed God on screen for the first time.
Bruce Almighty?
That is it. Nice work. All right. Final score I have is 4-3. Kennedy gets the win, Jen. You don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. Listen to this. You have won yourself 4 tickets to see Alanis Morissette July 9th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
No way.
It's true. You and the whole crew can go see Alanis Morissette.
What a 90 girl dream. What Let's a 90 go. Girl dream. That
I saw her at the Xfinity Center a couple years ago, and she killed it. She's so talented.
I cannot wait. That is amazing. Thank you so much.
That is going to be fun. All right. Well, Jen, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't beat Kennedy, but thank you for the ticket.
You're welcome.
Fair enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.